Now the Son, beginning at verse 4, speaks of his humiliation. The Lord God hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. He wakeneth morning by morning. He wakeneth mine ear to hear as the learned. The title by which Christ, here the perfect servant, addresses God is revealing. It's Jehovah Adonai. This is the way he made himself known to his people. Now he came meek and lowly to do the Father's will. And it says here that how to speak a word in season. He studied the Word of God. And my friend, if the Lord Jesus Christ studied and knew the Word of God in his day, what about you, Christian friend? Isn't it really one of the greatest sins of believers in this hour? It's not sins of commission, it's sins of omission, omitting the study of the Word of God. I would say that that's the great sin of the church at this hour, just not studying the Word of God. It's the great sin of individual Christians today. That's the reason for this program. Now, he continues, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that's weary. He wakeneth morning by morning. He wakeneth mine ear to hear as the learned. Now, he's not talking here about speaking as the learned, but hearing, which means he was studying the Word of God. The Lord Jesus, when he was here, you want to know what he did? They say for the first 30 years, he was a carpenter. You've only told half of the truth when you've said that. The other half is he studied the Word of God. And therefore, you have here this very tremendous statement. Now, if he needed to study the Word of God, what about you and what about me? I think we need to get with it, and I must repeat it, because I'm already hipped on this subject. Anyway, this is my hang-up, and I can't think of a better hang-up than right here on this matter of the Word of God. My friend, the greatest sin in the church today is not this or that. The greatest sin is the ignorance of the Word of God and the lack of study of the Word of God. It's nonsense today to say, oh, I believe the Bible from cover to cover. I believe it's God's Word. I'll defend it with my life. And then never study it. My friend, if God has spoken between the pages of Genesis 1:1 and Revelation 22, then somewhere between that, he's got a word for us. And if it's God speaking, we ought to listen to him. Now the Lord Jesus, here in this section, he speaks of his humiliation. And in verse 5, he says, the Lord God hath opened mine ear, and I was not rebellious, neither turned away back. Now this speaks of his crucifixion. I don't have time today to go into detail, but you'll remember back in Exodus, the 21st chapter there, the very first 6 verses of that chapter, it told about a servant who wanted to become a permanent servant. He would back up against a doorpost and put his ear up against that doorpost. And through the lobe of the ear, why, the owner of that man would run all through it. That is, make a hole there. And he could wear an earring after that, and I'm convinced that he had one there that indicated that he was a slave forever to the man. Now, the reason he would become a slave is because he'd taken a wife while he was in slavery and sold himself. Now, he can never go out himself because he's bound now. Now, the Lord Jesus came down to this earth, and his ear was not digged. The psalmist says that in Psalm 40, 6 and 8. But Hebrews 10, verse 5 and 7 says, a body hast thou prepared me. And that body was digged upon the cross. And it refers to his crucifixion. Now he says in verse 6 here, I gave my back to the smiters and my cheeks to them that plucked off the hair. I hid not my face from shame and spitting. And this was literally fulfilled. And that is the reason that Matthew and Mark and John, all three of these Gospels, record the fact that he was spit upon, he was scourged, and how he was buffeted, and how he was smitten. This is something that we might pass over, but this was something that was spoken of him literally fulfilled.